His last thought before drifting off was about tripling the guard first thing in the morning, and that was the first thing he thought of when he woke to a room awash in artificial sunlight. Because you had to take care of the eggs when you were almost home. Chapter 7 Kashum 1 A feeling both blue and strange crept among the gunslingers after Brodigan and his friends left. But at first, no one spoke of it. Each of them thought that melancholy belonged to him or her alone. Roland, who might have been expected to know the feeling for what it was, Kashum, Court would have called it, ascribed it instead to worries about the following day, and even more, to the debilitating atmosphere of Thunderclap, where day was dim and night was as dark as blindness. Certainly there was enough to keep them busy after the departure of Brodigan Earnshaw and Chimi Ruiz, that friend of Roland's childhood. Both Susanna and Eddie had attempted to talk to the gunslinger about Chimi, and Roland had shaken them off. Jake, strong in the touch, hadn't even tried. Roland wasn't ready to talk about those old days again, at least not yet. There was a path leading down and around the flank of Steak Titi, and they found the cave of which the old man had told them behind a cunning camouflage of rocks and desert dusty bushes. This cave was much bigger than the one above, with gas lanterns hung from spikes that had been driven into the rock walls. Jake and Eddie lit two of these on each side, and the four of them examined the cave's contents in silence. The first thing Roland noticed was the sleeping bags, a quartet lined up against the left-hand wall, each considerately placed on an inflated air mattress. The tags on the bags read, "Property of U.S. Army,"